It's the Vince Vinyl Show on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he did this for 2 weeks. Friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York, or in Hollywood, or in London, or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures. And they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
Why, it's 10 p.m., and thus time for the Fighting Forces Friday Show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. What's that, you say? Well, I'm glad you ask. At 92.9 FM, we are KCUF, and every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 p.m. to midnight portion of our broadcast to uniformed men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. We play the best music and requests, just like always, but we record the show during those hours and burn it to disc, then send packages of them to individual GIs and military units in those two rough neighborhoods. We're happy to give those folks a taste of stateside radio, but we really do it more to let them know their work and sacrifice is appreciated. And to remind them how important it is that they stay alert, keep their head on a swivel, and get on back home safe and sound when their work is done. All righty, here we go.
The most tender place know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too dangerous. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time.
Mrs. Sitwell giving readings, 14 Moscow Road. Osbert giving champagne parties, Sashi's got it cold. Gertrude's hanging pictures, Alice making tea. Me, I do the only thing that still makes sense to me. I do the rock. Sometimes they make love and art inside the Dakota. Rodney's feeling sexy, Mick is really frightfully bold. Me, I do the only thing that stops me going old. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. I do the rock, rock, rock. Well, it's stimulating. And feels exposed, built a barbed wire prison. Nietzsche 6 feet under, but his baby still got rhythm. Einstein celebrating 10 decades, but I'm afraid philosophy is just too much responsibility for me. I do the rock. I do the rock. Baby Ruth and Dizzy Dean, Best and Colin Cordray, Little Mo, Virginia Wade, Disco Pete and OJ. I've always liked DiMaggio and Rodney's pretty cute, you know. I could never whack a ball with such velocity. I do the round. I do the round. I do the round. But I can get it. And stimulate. Jacqueline, Kate and Farrah, Meg and Roddy, John Travolta, Governor Brown and Linda, Interview and People Magazine, Miss Rona and the Queen. It must be really frightful to attract publicity. I do the rock myself. I do the rock. Carter, Begin and Sadat, Brezhnev, Deng and Castro. Every day negotiate us closer to disaster. Idi Amin and the Shah and Al Fatah is quite bizarre. I could never get the hang of ideology. I do the rock. I do the rock. I do the rock. I do the rock.
We'll be right back.
Pretty sure that's an Eddie Cochran song, but Robert Gordon does a pretty nice job on it. Danny Gatton's blistering guitar work is a big part of that. Too Fast to Live, Too Young to Die, the name of it. I Do the Rock before that from Tim Curry. Yeah, that Tim Curry, the Rocky Horror guy. John Fogerty, the CCR guy, did Rock and Roll Girls. And Hold On, Hold On was from Nico Case. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek, and you're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday Show. I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's my pleasure to host the FFF program each week. I want to acknowledge and thank the men of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club for helping us make and mail copies of the show to GIs in harm's way. Skip and the guys in Columbus, Ohio's Chapter F of the VNVMC covering that for the next couple of weeks, and we are very grateful. That's right, I said Columbus, Ohio, a couple thousand miles away from ever picking up the signal or listening to the program, but they know what a taste of stateside radio is worth to men and women in a combat area far from home. Our thanks go to them. More good stuff ahead. First, this.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish, and I go, f*** you, you asshole. It feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, f*** you, asshole, suck my d*** off, and f*** sucker, since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No sh**. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so.
Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. I love you so. Baby, please don't go.
You got me ball chain. You got me ball chain. You got me ball and chain, must have been insane. Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go.
Oh, baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go.
Go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so. I wanna be your slave.
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 I wanna be your slave till I'm in my grave. Baby, please don't go.
You got me way down here. You got me way down here. You got me way down here. I'm crying. Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Thank you.
live a downtown Main Street. I don't want no woman, she won't live a downtown Main Street. You know it's a low down disgrace. Who they ought to allow him on the street? I'm gonna write me a letter, I'm gonna telephone in the town I know. Write me a letter, telephone every town I know. You know if she ain't in East St. Louis, she'll be in East Monroe, I know. Time ain't long. Well, I believe my time ain't long. You know, now you ain't doing nothing, driving a good man away from his home. I get up in the morning, well, I believe I'm gonna dust my broom. Get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. I've been loving my best friend. He can have my room.
My baby and my happy home. How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
That's the late Johnny Cash and a song from 1950 Fubbledybub, a long time ago. How high's the agua, mama? We pulled Led Zeppelin's covers with that 60-year-old version of When the Levee Breaks. That was Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie. It was a live version of the Elmore James chestnut Dust My Broom from Chris Smithers, and Baby Please Don't Go was Greg Brown and Bill Morrissey. Good evening, one and all. Thanks for joining me for another FFF show. Holy cow, we are into November already. Just 55 or 56 days left in 2011. Wow. Now this paid political message.
Why elect Jeff Paulson mayor of San Jose? Integrity. He'll keep our money in the community and out of Washington's pockets. Education. As an educator, he fought to keep our schools free from religion, Ebonics, and the metric system. Tough on crime. If elected, he'll clean up our streets by reducing the three strikes law to just one strike, and maybe two balls. Community. He solved San Jose's homeless problem by shipping our homeless to Santa Cruz. So far, Santa Cruz hasn't noticed. Clean air. Jeff is a non-smoker. Keeping it real. He's got the bling bling. Jeff Paulson for San Jose Mayor. Integrity. Community. Bling bling.
A paid political announcement. Cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
Said goodnight to the crowd. Found my way back from another night out in the blue. The sad ones remind me too much of myself. The sweet ones remind me of you. I'd sure like to call 'cause it's lonely out here, but a man hates to say he wasn't wrong. So I'll pull this old guitar up close to my chest and sing for another day gone. Another day gone. Faster than night slips away, and the road it just
song of another day gone. When I walked away, how could I have known how far we'd drift apart? Now the time and the distance that I thought would save us stolen my place in your heart. And now you don't need me the way I need you. You found your own way and moved on. And the star I've been chasing just fades in the night at the end of another day gone. Another day gone.
Dug a hole 6 long feet in the ground. I said goodbye to you, and I threw my roses down. Ain't nothing left at all in the end of being proud with me riding in this car and you flying through them clouds. I've had some time to think about it and watch the sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you on the long ride home. One day I took your tiny hand, put your finger in the wedding band. Daddy gave a piece of land. Made ourselves the best of plans. 40 years go by with someone laying in your bed. 40 years of things you say you wish you'd never said. How hard would it have been to say some kinder words instead? I wonder as I stare up at the sky, it turning red. I've had some time to think about. Watch the sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you. I've had some the sun sink like a stone. I've had some time to think about you.
Horses. That's a track from Jim Cuddy off of a 1998 solo LP he did on a break from his regular gig with Blue Rodeo. Dr. Doctor was British band Barclay James Harvest, and it was another Brit before that, Alan Parsons, and Nothing Left to Lose. But you done your best. The Long Ride Home was Patty Griffin, and Another Day Gone was Hal Ketchum, Texas Cat. Howdy, y'all. Vince here, Vince Vinyl. Another hour of the Fighting Forces Friday show ahead, right after this feature program.
Time now for today's How to Do It show.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Hello. Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynecologist, and this week on How to Do It, we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, how to construct box girder bridges, and how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, first of all, become a doctor and discover a marvellous cure for something, and then when the medical world really starts to take notice of you, you can jolly well tell them what to do and make sure they get everything right so there'll never be diseases anymore.
Thanks, Jackie. That was great.
Fantastic.
Now, how to play the flute? Well, you blow in one end and move your fingers up and down the outside.
Great, Alan. Super. Well, next week we'll be showing you how black and white people can live together in peace and harmony.
Fantastic.
And Alan will be over in Moscow showing you how to reconcile the Russians and the Chinese. Till then, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
shiny rims, power brakes, front headlights. With an engine in the front, the new Lamborghini comes fully loaded. Just hear what drivers are saying.
To start off with, I've got just tremendous raw power.
And which is meaner, a bear or a lion or a tiger or an elephant?
I have no idea what that means, but I'd have to say tiger. It goes 0 to 20 in less than 0.12222223 seconds. Voted most likely to get you laid. Some say it's the sleek design. For only $500,000, the new Lamborghini is a steal. Road and Track says, if it was any hotter, I'd have to f*** it. Auto Magazine says, there'll never be a car better until next year. Come and see what everyone's talking about at your local Lamborghini dealer. Catch the rush.
I'll tell you, I love the heck out of doing the Fighting Forces Friday show each week, but I live for the day we can shut the program down. And we are finally making some headway in that direction. GIs in Iraq started pulling out on Wednesday and appear to be on schedule to meet the president's commitment to have all the troops out of that country by the end of the year. Now we're talking.
Hardworking hands, everything that I needed, I got it from the old man. With the 9-second dream, he drove the red light, bent it, and the grease on his hands was the way he commanded. And the life he demanded, it kept us all in a struggle. When he ruled with his fists, it kept us all out of trouble. Even though he would leave, he wore his heart on his sleeve. By the way that he walked, he taught me how to believe. His heart fell out breaking, he looked right up at the ceiling and start again, never breathe a word of his loss. Cause it's not about winning, it's the rivers you cross. And the pain that you feel could be the fuel that you use. And if you need the direction, be it the path that you choose. My old man is a legend, he casts a shadow so great. I think of how he is watching with every move that I make. Stolen, just the right ones to chase. And you've been through the worst, now you know who to trust. Leave them something behind before the ashes and dust.
Into this world all alone, God takes your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line on the day. after you die. This life is short. Life till you die. You better have soul, nothing less. 'Cause when it's business time, it's life or death. The king is dead, the life goes on. Don't lose your head.
Custom cut sideburns, bolo tie, greasy, greasy ducktail, western eyes, 4-point satin, country star, a Nashville train.
Blackstone Cherry and a track called Hell and High Water. From Ankara to Izmir was that nice instrumental, that one from Jerry Douglas, perhaps the best dobro and resonator player on the planet. Fred Eaglesmith did steel guitar. This Life was Curtis Steiger's. That track picked up for use in the Sons of Anarchy TV show. And it was Red Light King who did that hip sample of Neil Young's tune, Old Man. I think Neil would approve of that one.
This week on KCUF-TV.
It's the all-new Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Clint Eastwood as the Beaver.
What do you mean you didn't get any last night? Wally, sometimes you gotta beg for it.
I didn't. She wouldn't give it to me.
Boy, my own brother, and he can't even sack a girl.
Heck, you can't sock a girl.
No, Wally, sack. Sack a... You see, you don't even speak the lingo. I get girls all the time.
Yeah, but that's different. You're just a kid.
Oh, yeah? Does a kid carry these around in his wallet?
Hey, Beef?
Yeah. Went down to the drugstore and picked them up. You know, you gotta protect yourself, Wally.
Boys, your mother and I are going down to the drugstore. We'll be back in about half an hour.
You see?